بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. After praising Allah and asking Him to raise the rank of His Prophet and Messenger Muhammad and to grant him peace, we say أما بعد. As for what follows, then Allah Ta'ala, from His grace and mercy, has once again allowed us to come back together here at Al-Masjid Al-Awwal, the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on the eve preceding the 16th day of Rajab, the month of Rajab, in the year 1436. We've come in cooperation with our beloved radio station and dawah organization, Miras Publications. May Allah Ta'ala grant them success to broadcast to you and to teach live here and to have as well as a resource on our website, firstmuslimmosque.com. This session in explanation of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Surah Al-Waqi'ah. From the tafsir, from the Quranic explanation of the great scholar, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen. Rahimahullahu ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala have an abundance of mercy upon him. And we're going to read from that text in the English, printed Arabic version from page number 343, just about halfway down the page, right after the, or right at the beginning of the discussion of the 58th verse for this evening, the 58th verse of Surah Al-Waqi'ah on page 342 of that tafsir published by Dar al-Thuraya, beginning with the tafsir of Al-Hujarat and Qaf and then Juz'u al-Dhariyat. So previously we have read from this tafsir about the verses of the paradise, the hellfire, the rewards therein, and the punishment in the hellfire and so on. And Allah Ta'ala now begins to remind mankind with the very source of His creation, or the very first stage of His creation, in this beautiful series of verses, which has had throughout history a tremendous effect on polytheists and those who would oppose the very message of Tawheed, as an incredible reminder to the human being. The Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen says, ثُمَّ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَمْثَالًا. Then Allah the Most High begins to put down some parables. بِمَا فِيهِ وُجُودُنَا. Parables about our very existence. وَمَا فِيهِ بَقَاؤُنَا. Parables that deal with our continuation of our existence. Our remaining here, existing. وَمَا فِيهِ اسْتِمْتَاعُنَا. And that which includes our enjoyment and our staying here in a way that is relaxing to us. فَقَالَ. And he said in the very first of those affairs, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ. Do you not see that semen which is produced, which you produce? That's the 58th verse where Allah Ta'ala asks the people to reflect about the fluid called semen. أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Are you the ones who create it, meaning bring it about from nothingness? Or are we the ones who create? Allah Ta'ala refers to Himself with the royal we. That's the 59th verse. Our Shaykh says, Ay akhbiruni. This means tell me, inform me. An hadha al-mani. About this seminal fluid. Alladhi yakhruju minkum. That comes out of you. Hal antum takhluqunahu am illah. Is it you that creates this substance, or is it Allah? Wal jawabu. And the response? Allah Azza wa Jal. It is Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. هو الذي يخلقه. He is the one who creates this substance. فيخرج من بين الصلب والترائب. So it comes forth and exits out from a place originating from between the back and the ribs, from a human's back and between that place and his ribs. وهو الذي يخلقه في الرحم خلقا من بعد خلق. And he is the one who has created mankind within the womb, or inside of the womb, with one type of creation, one stage of creation after the next. فَنَحْنُ لَا نُوجِدُ هَذَا الْمَنِي. We are not the ones who bring about this semen from nothingness. وَلَا نُطَوِّرُهُ فِي الرَّحِمِ. And we are not the ones who cause it to go on in stages of development in the womb. بَلْ ذَلِكَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. This is only to Allah as His affair. That this is something that He has created and that He has set in place. عَزَّ وَجَلَّ the Mighty and Majestic. أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. This question being asked, are you the ones who've created this thing, this substance, or are we the ones who created it? Al-jawabu bal anta ya rabbana. The response to this question is, of course, you. Rather, it is you, O our Lord. Nahnu qaddarna baynakum al-maut. Then Allah Ta'ala says in the next verse, the 60th verse, we are the ones, we are the one who has brought about from Qadr the issue of death between you. We are the one who has brought about death between you. أَيْ قَضَيْنَاهُ بَيْنَكُمْ. Right, we have destined it, we have decreed it to take place between you. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Each and every soul shall be made to taste death, shall be something that tastes death. Right, that's from Surah Ali Imran, the 185th verse. وَلَا بُدَّ حَتَّى الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. And even the prophets, والرسل, and the messengers, عليهم الصلاة والسلام, may Allah raise their rank, may Allah raise their ranks and grant them peace. قال الله تعالى, Allah the Most High has said, وما جعلنا لبشر من قلبك من قبلك الخلد. وما جعلنا لبشر من قبلك الخلد. We have not made for any person before you, O Muhammad, eternal life, that he would live on forever. أَفَا إِن مِتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ. Is it the case that if you died, then the rest of the people, they're the ones who live on eternally? And that's the 34th verse of Surah Al-Anbiya. And Allah says, concluding verse number 60, أَنَ الْوَاقِعَ وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَسْبُوقِينَ. Right? And we are not going to be outdone, or we are not going to be one-upped, or people are not going to be able to overtake us. Allah Ta'ala says about Himself, عَلَىٰ أَن نُبَدِّلَ أَمْثَالَكُمْ, that we could replace your likenesses, وَنُنْشِئَكُمْ فِي مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, and that we'll create you in a fashion that you don't even know about. And that is regarding the Day of Judgment, the recreation of mankind, the reformation of mankind after his death. That's the 61st verse. أَيْلَا أَحَدَ يَسْبِقُنَا فَيَمْنَعُنَا أَن نُبَدِّلَ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. There is no one who's going to escape or overtake us, prevent us from bringing about your likeness or creating a likeness for you, or bringing you out, bringing about a likeness or your likes again. بَلْ نَحْنُ قَادِرُونَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. Rather, we are the one who is able to do that. وَسَوْفَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَمْثَالَنَا. And that it is the case that Allah is going to replace our likes. أي يُنْشِئُنَا خَلْقًا آخر. Meaning Allah is going to create us again. Allah is going to bring about our creation again, a second time. وَذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. And that is on the day of standing. وَنُنْشِئَكُمْ فِي مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, as Allah describes it, and to bring you about, or to invent you, to create you, to bring you about in a way that you don't even know about, in a way that you have no knowledge of. Verse number 61, وَذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, and that is on the Day of Judgment. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ النَّشْأَةَ الْأُولَى, and you have knowledge about the first creation, about the first way that you were brought about. وَهِيَ أَنَّكُمْ نَشَأْتُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. And it is that you have been created inside of the wombs or the stomachs of your mothers. وَأَخْرَجَكُمُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. And Allah has brought you about مِنَ الْعَدَمْ. Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, has brought you about from nothingness. Has brought you into existence without you having a precedent, without you having any existence before. فَلَوْلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. So if you would only take the reminder, the ending of the 62nd verse. أَيْ فَهَلَّا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Would you not then be reminded? وَتَتَّعِظُونَ. And take the admonition from the word مَوْعِظَةً. وَهَذَا دَلِيلٌ عَقْلِيٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. This is an intellectual argument or an intellectual evidence from Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. يَعْرِضُهُ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ. He shows it to his servants. وَمَعْنَاهُ. And the meaning of it is, إِنَّا بَدَأْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. We are the one who had brought you about or began your creation the very first time. فَإِذَا بَدَأْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. So if that's the case that we created you the first time, فَلَسْنَا بِمَسْبُوقِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُعِيدَكُمْ ثَانِ مَرَّةٍ. Now we are not going to be outdone or outrun, or someone is going to escape from us when we return you and create you a second time. Then Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ. Do you see the vegetation or what it is that you plant? Do you see what you sow, S-O-W? Do you see what you sow and put in the ground as farming, as agriculture? أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ. Are you the one that brings this vegetation out? أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Or is it that we are the one that brings this vegetation out? أَيْ أَخْبِرُونِ. The meaning of that is, inform me. أَيُّهَا الْمُكَذِّبُونَ بِالْبَعَثِ. O you people who reject the resurrection. عَنِ الَّذِي تَزْرَعُونَهُ بِالْحَرْثِ. Inform me about that which you plant and sow into the ground as agriculture. هَلْ أَنْتُمُ الَّذِينَ تُخْرِجُونَهُ زَرْعًا. Are you the ones who bring it out as vegetation? بَعْدَ الْحَبْ. After it was just a seed? After it was a seed? أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Or are we the one that does that? الْجَوَابُ بَلْ أَنْتَ يَا رَبَّنَا. The response is, rather, it is you alone, our Lord. أَنْتَ الَّذِي تَزْرَعُهُ. You are the one who brings out the vegetation. أَيْ تُنْبِتُهُ. حَتَّى يَكُونَ زَرْعًا. You are the one that allows it to come forth from the ground so that it becomes agriculture, so that it becomes harvests. كَمَا قَالَ جَلَّ وَعَلَىٰ. As Allah, the Mighty and Most High, has said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَىٰ. Verily, Allah, He is the one who splits the seed and the date seed as well. The حَبِّ is any seed, and the نَوَىٰ is the date seed. He's the one who splits it. What's that mean? He's the one who within the earth causes it to crack and then grow and then come forth out of the earth as a new creation after it is appearing to be a lifeless little piece of seed. كَمَا قَالَ جَلَّ وَعَلَىٰ. عَفْوًا فَلَا أَحَدَ يَسْتَطِيعُ. So there is no one who is capable. That verse, by the way, is in Surah Al-An'am, the 95th verse. فَلَا أَحَدَ يَسْتَطِيعُ. So there is no one who is capable. And yafliqa. And yafliqa could also be in Arabic yafluqa. Because it's from Babi daraba. Daraba yadribu. And it's from Babi nasara. Nasara yansuru. So we could say yafliqa or yafluqa. هذه الحبة. Right? No one is able to split these seeds. حتى تكون زرعا. By themselves. So that they could produce vegetation. ولا هذه النوات. حَتَّى تَكُونَ نَخْلًا. Who is it that's going to split apart a date seed and make it become a date palm tree? Right? No one is going to be able to do that. إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Except for Allah, عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, the Mighty and Majestic. لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَجَعَلْنَاهُ حُطَامًا. Had we willed, we would have made it just like stray. Not stray, straw. Hay. Thinking of hay and straw together. So I said stray. Straw. Scattered about. Straw that is stepped on and useless. Right? That's حطام. Right? وَلَمْ يَقُلْ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Notice that Allah the Mighty and Majestic did not say لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَمْ نُخْرِجْهُ. Had we willed, we would not have brought it out at all. But rather, had we willed, we would have brought it out as straw, useless, trampled upon straw that would be of no benefit. بَلْ قَالَ جَعَلْنَاهُ حُطَامًا. We would have made it for sure حُطَام. We would have made it straw to be trampled upon, that was trampled upon. أي بعد أن يخرج ويكون زرعًا وتتعلق به النفوس, meaning after it comes out and it is vegetation and the people are attracted to it, the people are attached to it because it's their property, it's their vegetation. يَجَعَلُهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى حُطَامًا. At that time, then Allah Ta'ala could have, after having the people seen it come out and know that it's their property, then make it into straw for them. وَهَذَا أَشَدُّ. This is more extensive or more far-reaching. مَا يَكُونُ سَبَبًا لِلْحُزْنِ وَالْأَسَى. This causes more grief and a sense of loss. Whereas a person, imagine two different types of people here to help you understand what the Shaykh is saying. Well, let me let him complete his thought, and then if it's not clear, I'll add this. لِأَنَّ الشَّيْءَ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَخْرُجَ لَا تَتَعَلَّقُ بِهِ النُّفُوسِ. Because before something comes out of the ground, people aren't so attached to it. The people's whims, desires, they're not attached to it. They don't have an attachment to it yet because it hasn't come out. فَإِذَا خَرَجَ وَصَارَ زَرْعًا. And once it comes out, and it is agriculture, it's a harvest, huh? ثُمَّ سَلَّطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ آفَ. Then Allah brings about something to destroy it, some fire or some event that causes that vegetation to die and be useless. فَكَانَ حُطَامًا. And then it was like straw. أَي مَحْطُومًا, like trampled upon. لَا فَائِدَةَ مِنْهُ, having no benefit from it. فَهُوَ أَشَدُّ حَسْرًا. This is more extensive in the sense of loss and grief. Right, so two people here. One person, he sees the vegetation, fruit, vegetables, what have you, come out. And so he says, we have a big harvest. He's very excited. He's very happy. Right, and then he loses it after that. Now there's more despair and more loss. Versus the one who it never came up. So this person could be left hanging, thinking it's coming. This person, he's not attached to something that he expects now. Right, so it's not a huge sense of loss when nothing comes up, like the one who had all this stuff and then it was turned into unusable straw. Subhanallah. And we'll see how this idea right here repeats itself or is repeated by Allah Azza wa Jal as a theme regarding the blessings that He has given us in the next few passages of the Quran. فَظَلْتُمْ تَفَكَّهُونَ. And you would go on talking in some way, trying to find some consolement in speech. أي تتفكهون بالكلام, that you would try to find some enjoyment in speech. تريدون أن تذهبوا الحزن عنكم, trying to keep the sadness away from yourselves. فتقولون إنا لمغرمون, that you would go on saying, verily we are people who are made to be in debt now. We have had something and now we lost it, right? أَيْلَحِقَنَا الْغُرْمِ, could be also a penalty. We are people who have been penalized. We've been people who have had something and it was taken from us, huh? بِهَذَا الزَّرْعَ الَّذِي صَارَ حُطَامًا. The connection here is to this agriculture, to this harvest that has now become straw. ثُمَّ تَسْتَأْنِفُونَ فَتَقُولُونَ. And then you begin to say something else. You say, بَلْ نَحْنُ مَحْرُومُونَ. Rather, or moreover, we are the ones who are in loss. We are the ones who are deprived. We're not just people who have had something and then had been penalized, but rather we are people in a state of depravity. We have been deprived of something. أي حرمنا هذا الزرع. We have been deprived of this agriculture or this harvest. وصار حطاما ففقدناه. As it came out and it became straw, and now we have lost it. ثُمَّ انْتَقَلَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ إِلَى مَادَّةٍ أُخْرَى. Then Allah Ta'ala moves on to discuss or to talk about another substance or another topic. We'll call it a substance here. وَهِيَ مَادَّةُ الْحَيَاةِ. It is the very substance, the very essence of life. It is the very substance that life comes from, huh? وَهِيَ الْمَاءِ. It is water. فقال أفرأيتم الماء. Have you not looked at water? Have you not? And when Allah says, have you not looked at, the meaning here is not look with your eyes, but the meaning is reflect about it, study it, think about it carefully, try to find some admonition in it. So have you not seen water? الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ, that which you drink, the water that you drink. And Allah Ta'ala reminds us so often about the blessings that we overlook. أَيْ أَخْبِرُونَ عَنْهُ مَنَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُ, meaning, tell us about it. Who is the one that has created it? مَنَ الَّذِي أَوْجَدَهُ, who is the one that brought it about? أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Are you the ones that have brought it forth from the clouds? Are you the ones that have brought it down from the clouds? Or are we the one that brought it down from the clouds? That's verse number 69. وَالْجَوَابُ, and the response is, بَلْ أَنْتَ يَا رَبَّنَا. The response is, rather it is you, our Lord. وَالْمَعْنَى, and the meaning, هَلْ أَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُ الْمَاءِ, is it you that has brought down the water? الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِي, the water that you drink, you brought it down from the cloud. أي من الصحاب, another word for cloud in Arabic, صحاب. صحاب and مزن. From the cloud. أم نحن المنزلون, or is it that we are the one who brought it down? الجواب هو الله عز وجل, and the response is, it is Allah the mighty and majestic. لأنه يرسل إلينا الصحاب, he is the one, since he is the one who sends to us these clouds. فينزل المطر, and he, through that, he sends down upon us rain. فَمِنْهُ مَا يَبْقَى عَلَى الْأَرْضِ, and from that water is that which remains upon the earth. وَمَا شَرِبَتْهُ الْأَرْضُ يَسْلُكُهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَنَابِيعَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and that which the earth absorbs is made to go about its pathways in the earth, inside of the earth, and then come back in other ways of benefit. Subhanallah. وَيُسْتَخْرَجُ مِنَ الْآبَارِ, and then it's taken up from the wells. Right? وَيَجْرِي مِنَ الْعُيُونِ, where it gushes forth from springs. فَأَصْلُ الْمَاءِ الَّذِي نَشْرَبُ مِنَ الْمُزِنِ, so the very source, the physical source of the water that we drink, it is the cloud. مِنَ السَّحَابِ, from the cloud. وَلِذَلِكَ إِذَا قَلَّ الْمَطَرُ فِي بَعْضِ الْجِهَاتِ قَلَّ الْمَاءُ وَغَارُ, you'll find that in some places when the rain stops, when there is no rain or very little rain, then you find that the water sources are very little, very small, and perhaps they dry up. And when the water becomes low, you know, in the end of Surah Al-Mulk. Right, what's the verse? قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاءُكُمْ غَوْرًا فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. Right? Don't you see that if all of your water had dried up, then who is it that would bring to you gushing water, or water that would gush forth? Subhanallah. وَحْتَاجَ النَّاسُ إِلَى الْمَاءِ, and the people would need water at that time when there's a drought because of the rain becoming very little. لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا, and had we wished, we would have made it أُجَاج. What's أُجَاج? Salty. Right? We would have made this water salty. أَيْ جَعَلْنَاهُ مَالِحًا, meaning we would have made it مَالِحًا, salt water. كَرِيهَ الطَّعَم, يعني something that you would be detested to taste, be disliked to taste even. وَلَا يُمْكِنُ أَن يُشْرَب, would not even be possible to drink it. وَهُنَا يَقُولُ لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا, had we wished, we would have made it salty. وَلَمْ يَقُولْ لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَغَوَّرْنَاهُ, and he didn't say, and had we willed, we would have not sent down any rain at all. We would have made it dry up totally. Allah Ta'ala didn't say that. Again, like the previous one with the vegetation. Right? Allah didn't say, had we willed, we would not have produced any vegetation for you. But rather, the same theme here is that the water comes down and you're happy because you have rain, and you say, we will have sustenance, our plants will grow, we'll have drinking water, and it's salty from the sky, and that is more for despair. That is closer to despair and a sense of loss than the one who never got any rain in the first place. وَهُنَا يَقُولُ, Afwan, he didn't say, لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَغَوَّرْنَاهُ أَوْ مَنَعْنَا إِنْ زَعَلَهُ had we willed, we would have dried it up or prevented it from coming down. لِأَنَّ كَوْنَهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْمَاءِ Since the very concept of them looking at the water, رَأْيَ الْعَيْنِ with their eyes, eyewitnesses to the water in front of them. وَلَكَ لَا يُمْكِنُهُمْ شُرْبُهُ However, they're not able to drink it. أَشَدُّ حَسْرَةً is more of a sense of loss. مِمَّا لَوْ لَمْ يَكُنْ مَوْجُودًا More than it would be had there been no water in the first place. وَاللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَتَحَدَّاهُمْ And Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, wants to challenge them بِمَا هُوَ أَعْظَمُ شَيْءٍ فِي حَسْرَةِ نُفُوسِهِمْ By providing them with examples that would be the most extensive type of feeling of loss that a person would feel within himself. فَلَوْ لَا تَشْكُرُونَ As Allah Ta'ala says in this 70th verse. So would you only be thankful? أي فَهَلْ لَا تَشْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ Meaning would you only thank Allah Azza wa Jal, the Mighty and Majestic, عَلَى إِنْزَالِهِ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ For the sending down of the rain from the clouds. وَعَلَى كَوْنِهِ سَائِغًا عَذْبًا لَذِيذَ الطَّعَمْ سَرِيعِ الْحَضَمْ And also for it being easily, it runs easily, and it is sweet and delicious to the taste, and it is something that is digested very easily or very fastly digesting. ثُمَّ انْتَقَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَى أَمْرٍ ثَالِثٍ يُصْلَحُ بِهِ الطَّعَامُ وَالشَّرَابُ وَهُوَ النَّارُ Then Allah moves on to another affair, a third affair here, discussion of a third affair, and that is the issue. Remember in the beginning we said the origin of mankind, then the sustenance that allows him to stay, and now we're talking about what? The fire that mankind builds to cook his food that allows him to remain healthy, eating foods and so on. Allah Ta'ala discusses this, which allows him to cook his food and drink with. It is the fire. فَقَالَ أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ Have you not seen the fire that you kindle, the fire that you build for yourselves? أَيْتُوقِدُونَ That which you spark and build for yourselves. أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا Is it you that has created or brought about the trees that, the shajar, the trees that become firewood? أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْشِئُونَ Or is it we, is it Allah, is it us that are the one who has created those things? وَالْجَوَابُ بَلْ أَنْتَ يَا رَبَّنَا And the response is, it is you, O our Lord. وَشَجَرَةُ النَّارِ هِيَ شَجَرٌ مَعْرُوفٌ فِي الْحِجَازِ And the trees that are associated with fire, meaning trees that produce branches and leaves for firewood, they are well-known trees in the Arabian Peninsula. رُبَّمَا يَكُونُ مَعْرُوفًا فِي غَيْرِهِ And it's possible that they are well-known trees in other lands as well. يُسَمَّ الْمَرْخِ وَالْغِفَارِ The Shaykh says they're called in Arabic مَرْخ One of the trees is called مَرْخ I don't know what that is in English, trees. وَالْغِفَارِ The other one is called غِفَارِ وَهَذَا الشَّجَرُ لَهُ خَاصِيَّةِ This is a tree, or these trees, they have a very special nature. إِذَا ضُرِبَ بِالْمَرْخِ أو بشيء ينقضح من مع المماسة مع المماسة if they are rubbed or scraped on something with a scratchy surface اشتعل نارا then they produce they spark and they kindle a fire يوقد منه the fire can be made from these things remember the Boy Scouts they learn how to turn to push twigs together until there sparks of fire so you can do that without even a match you do that with on brick or with twigs with each other. And people learn how to do that. وَهُوَ مَعْرُوفٌ And the Shaykh said, this is something known. وَلِهَذَا يُقَالُ And this is why it said, فِي كُلِّ شَجَرٍ نَارٍ And in every tree, every type of vegetation, there is, something you can use to make fire. وَاسْتَمْجَدَ الْمَرْخُ وَالْغِفَارِ However, it is these two trees, الْمَرْخُ and غِفَار, that have become greatly and widely known as the trees for firewood, right? Some people have said the name of that other tree is Iqar. Some people have said other than that. No, not very important though. Yeah, and Isara A'zamaha, that these two trees became known as the most commonly used trees for firewood. هذه النار التي نوقدها, for this fire that we kindle. ونطبخ عليها طعامنا, and that we cook our food over. ونسخن مياهنا, and that which we heat up our water over. وننتفع بها, and that which we benefit from. أنشأها الله عز وجل, it is Allah that has created it, the mighty and majestic. نحن جعلناها تذكرة, as Allah says, we have made it as a reminder. أي تذكر هذه النار بنار الآخرة, that this fire reminds us of the fire of the hereafter. ما أن نار الآخرة فضلت بتسعة وستين جزءا على نار الدنيا كلها. While it is the case that this fire that we have in this life has been outdone or outvirtued by 69 other parts of fire in the hereafter. And the fire of this dunya is only one out of 70 parts of fire, right? لما فيها من النيران, النيران الحارة الشديدة, due to what is in that of fire of extreme heat. نعم. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ناركم جزء من سبعين جزءا من نار جهنم. Your fire, the fire that you have, is one out of 70 parts of the fire of Jahannam. And so they said, Ya Rasulullah, in kanat al-kafiyah, it's sufficient. The one that we have, that's sufficient. Meaning as a punishment, that's enough for anyone to be afraid of and to be reminded about, right? And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to further emphasize that, فُضِّلَتْ عَلَيْهِنَّ بِتِسْعَةٍ وَسِتِّينَ جُزْءًا, and it has been that there are 69 other fires, or 69 other levels of fire like this kind of fire. كُلُّهُنَّ مِثْلُ حَرِّهَا, each one of them being the likes of the heat of this fire. And that was collected by both al-Bukhari, I'm sorry, just by al-Bukhari, from the report of Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu. نعم. وَمَتَاعًا لِلْمُقْوِينَ, and provisions, or things of enjoyment, provisions that provide enjoyment or sustenance for the muqween here. The muqween here are travelers, those on journeys. عيد المسافرين, the Shaykh says, for those along their journeys. يَتَمَتَّعُونَ بِالنَّارِ, they enjoy the use of the fire. بِالتَّدْفِئَة, as something that provides heat for them. Right? Fire provides heat. We're going to pause here to listen to the adhan, insha'Allah ta'ala. So it's for the travelers. The fire is something that the travelers gain benefit from, that they get heat from it, meaning that they camp. In the old days it was camp fires that would provide the heat and the cooking as well. But today, of course, we have controlled heating devices that provide heat for the whole house as well, for those who are residents, not just travelers. وَالدَّلَالَةِ عَلَى الْمَكَانِ, and also that which provides guidance towards certain places, meaning you see the fires of a city and you go towards that city if you're intending to go there. As the Shaykh explains here, لِأَنَّهُمْ فِي ذَلِكَ الْوَقْتِ, because at that time, وَإِلَى وَقْتٍ قَرِيبٍ, and all the way up until almost recent times, to a time close to our time, كَانَ النَّاسُ يَسْتَدِلُّونَ عَلَى الْأَمْكِنَ بِنَارٍ, the people used to know that they were near certain cities or certain important places by a fire. يَضَعُونَهَا عَلَى مَكَانٍ مُرْتَفِعٍ تَهْدِي الضَّالِ, it would be placed up high, like on a mountain, where a person who's traveling would be able to see it from a far distance and know that that marks the closeness to the place they're going, to the city that they are intending to travel to, or a person who's lost. وَيُضْرَبُ الْمَهْرُ فِي الدِّلَالَةِ بِالْعَلَمِ عَلَيْهِ النَّارِ, and an example has been set, and this is in poetry, in recognized Arab poetry, with the parable of a mountain with fire on top of it. The mountain on fire on top of it is something of guidance, right? And that's present in Arab poetry. كَمَا قَالَتِ الْخَنْسَاء, as الْخَنْسَاء said, تَرْثِي أَخَاهَا صَخْرَى, she said, may Allah be pleased with her, she's a Sahabiya. She said in her poetry, mourning the loss of her brother, وَإِنَّ الصَّخْرَ لَتَأْتَمُ الْهُدَاتُ بِهِ. That Sakhr was the name of her brother. He was someone who the people of guidance would take him as their imam in following him. Right? كَأَنَّهُ عَلَمٌ فِي رَأْسِهِ نَعْ. As if he was a mountain. And alam here means a jabal. As if he was a mountain with a fire on top of his head. Meaning of that, you know, that obviously that's something known to the people. Top of the mountain there's a fire. That is something that everyone uses as a form of guidance. Then Allah Ta'ala says here in verse number 74, and we're going to stop on this verse and its explanation. فَسَبِّحْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. So then, declare or exalt the name of your Lord, the most great, the greatest. Exalt the name of your Lord, Al-Azim, the greatest. Right? أَيْسَبِّحِ اللَّهِ. Exalt Allah, Azza wa Jal, بِهَذَا الْإِسْمِ, using this name. فَقُلْ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّي الْعَظِيمِ. And say, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّي الْعَظِيمِ. Right? Glorified is my Lord, the greatest. وَالتَّسْبِيحُ. The meaning of saying Subhanallah. Tasbih is the action of saying Subhanallah. يعني أن الله تعالى منزه عن كل نقص وعيب. That he is exonerated, or you could say exonerated. Yeah, he is declared to be free of any deficiency or mistake or imperfection. وقوله العظيم, the name of Allah or the statement of Allah, العظيم, the greatest, أي ذو العظمة البالغة, the possessor of greatness that goes to all lengths. ولما نزلت هذه الآية, when this verse came down, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, said, وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ, and that, may Allah raise the rank of his family as well and grant them peace, اِجْعَلُوهَا فِي رُكُوعِكُمْ. He said, make this, put this in your ruku'. This order to make the tasbih. Put it in your ruku'. Put it in your bowing. Meaning in your formal salah. وَلَمَّا نَزَلَتْ سَبِّحْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَىٰ. When the verse was revealed, pray, exonerate the name of your Lord, the Most High. قَالَ اِجْعَلُوهَا فِي سُجُودِكُمْ. Put this one in your sujood. So look at how two different verses from two different parts of the Qur'an become directives from Allah Ta'ala. Understood, the tafsir only comes from the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, here, where he understood and he explained to the companions to put these two orders in these two specific places. And we would not have known that, except from the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? If we're not to take any order for Allah to tell us to say something and say, well, that's for a specific place, except with guidance from the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, this hadith has some scholars consider this hadith to be weak. It was collected by Imam Abu Dawood and Imam Ibn Majah and others. In the chain is who? Musa ibn Ayyub. Abdullah ibn Mubarak narrates from Musa ibn Ayyub al-Ghafiqi. Musa ibn Ayyub, Ibn Hajar called him Mastur. Afwan, not Mastur, Maqbool. According to Ibn Hajar, Maqbool means someone that if he's alone in narrating the hadith, it's unacceptable. But he's acceptable when it comes to taqwiyah, when he narrates what others also narrate. So he's acceptable as a shahid, as a witnessing narrator, but not alone. So, and some of the scholars considered him to be, basically, his reliability unestablished. Right? Other problems may exist in the chain that have led some of the scholars to call the hadith weak. From those that have called the hadith weak is Sheikh Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Albani, rahimahullahu ta'ala. Yet I found, looking into the case of Musa ibn Ayyub al-Ghafiqi, I found that he's been praised. His reliability is, in fact, established. He's been praised by Abu Dawud al-Sijistani, as he's been called Fiqh. He's been praised by Yahya ibn Ma'in, the great Imam, from the narration of Abbas al-Dawri, from Yahya ibn Ma'in. And as well, other Imams collected this hadith and called it Sahih, like Ibn Khuzaymah in his Sahih, and he made no exception. Ibn Khuzaymah would bring a hadith which is weak sometimes, and he would say something about the hadith. Here he brings the hadith and he mentions nothing about it, meaning it falls under his category or his condition of being authentic. So, it definitely has a meaning which is in line with what we know is established from the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, So there's nothing in its wording which is detestable. And it is, inshallah, its chain is authentic, and Allah Ta'ala knows best. ينبغي للإنسان إذا كان يصلي ولهذا, and thus, based on this narration, ينبغي للإنسان إذا كان يصلي, is on a person, it's befitting that a person, when he prays, وقال سبحان ربي العظيم, when he says سبحان ربي العظيم in his ruku', and يستحضر أمر الله, that he think about the order of Allah to say that. في قوله فسبح باسم ربك العظيم, and exonerate the name of your Lord the greatest. وأمر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the order of the messenger, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. في قوله اجعلوها في ركوعكم, make it in your ركوع, make it in your bowing. And as you can see here, obviously Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salah al-Uthaymeen was of the opinion that the hadith is acceptable as well, because he's relying on it here. حتى يجمع بين الإخلاص لله, so that a person in such a case would combine between the matters of sincerity to Allah والمتابعة لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم, so that he combines between sincerity and following the acts of the messenger, or following the messenger of Allah. May Allah raise his rank and that of his family and grant them all peace. With this we'll close for this evening, thanking Allah Ta'ala for the blessing of studying his book, and we ask him for an increase in guidance and in good deeds and in sincerity. صلى اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.